projects that were inaugurated and introduced are mostly the ones that can be categorized as items that are related to advance of the art, scientific advancements, and each one of them deserves a national celebration and requires praising the efforts made by individuals who have contributed to their materialization. I thank God Almighty that has gifted the Iranian nation with the Islamic Revolution, and in this way has created a path for advancements, perfection, and dignity for the Iranian nation and other nations. A year ago at this time, we had the first official presence by the Iranian nation and Iranian scientists in space, the first official breakthrough for exploring this space by the Iranian nation and Iranian scientists. And that was the outcome of efforts made by experts and scientists for several years in various arenas. In the past 1 year, there has been astonishing movement ahead and astonishing progress. Speaking of the launching of Omid satellite, that was a major task that was accomplished, and as it was mentioned, It dates back to the time of the years of sacred defense and the founding of the missile industry. The breakthroughs are miraculous, and this is the secret behind the faithful individual. A person who has faith in God and a person who works for the sake of God, he will experience breakthroughs and the changing of equations in his favor. God Almighty has granted many capabilities to human beings in such a way that humans can dominate the whole universe. In fact, humans can dominate the heavens and the earth, and even days and nights, the moon and the sun, and if anyone takes strides in the path of God and works for the sake of God, his progress can be compared to the speed of light, and he may even surpass the speed of light. I would like to express my appreciations and also mention a couple of points. A major task was accomplished, and we should thank all those involved. I should thank all the experts, scientists, managers, professors, supporters. They have accomplished a major task. What happened yesterday, its significance and its implications are far more compared to the event we experienced last year. Speaking of living organisms, that have been dispatched to space, and in fact all the conditions that they're going to experience will be measured and they will be returned to the Earth. And in fact, last year, if we experienced the first exploration of this space, today we are experiencing this dispatching of living organisms to space for the first time. With the blessings of God, in the future, our scientists hopefully will be able to explore the space and take a look back at the Earth from space. This is a major breakthrough. This engine is also a major breakthrough. You see, the four engines must operate in a coordinated way, and all of you know that in higher speeds and in space, if only a single engine has a difference, any sort of difference in performance, even the 100th of seconds, that would just cause an imbalance and it's going to disrupt the operation of the engine. It will be installed on the main body of Seymour satellite rocket, and it's going to take our satellite to the orbit 500 kilometers away from Earth, from the Earth. And of course, in the future, we have plans for just sending satellites to the distance of 700 to 1,000 kilometers in the orbit of the Earth. And in fact, what matters is reaching that 1,000 kilometer distance, and that will enable us to make further progress. And I had asked the experts to somehow skip the 700 kilometer project and just move on to the 1,000 kilometer project. We should, of course, take into account certain technical considerations. We have two more steps to be taken in order to reach the irreversible point, in order to be claimed that Iranian scientists can explore the whole space. Speaking of land stations and the satellites that were unveiled today, explanations were offered earlier, and is referring to these three satellites. We have included everything, whatever we're going to need in the future. It's indicative of our power and self-reliance. One of those projects has been conducted by a student, by a university student. This means that OMID satellite that was just launched last year has institutionalized this science, indicating that new generations are getting involved in the aerospace industry. And in recent years, tens and hundreds of scientists have been actually attaining the knowledge, and they are working in the field of aerospace. They can go to space. These satellites can be sent to, can be launched to space, and just maintain their balance. You see that rod coming out of this satellite when it's put on the in the orbit. In fact, the satellite must have maintained its balance and become stabilized in the orbit. And you see that rod was tested, and it will come out and will maintain the balance, and it's going to somehow control the performance of the satellite. And Different instruments will start operating, and these instruments issue the orders for the performance of the satellite, and in fact, we'll be able to control the performance and operations of the satellite from the Earth. Speaking, I did explain about Mesbah 2. Mesbah 1 was manufactured with the collaboration of others, and it had a regretful destiny. Those who claimed to be supporting the free flow of information and advocates of other nations' rights hampered our scientific activities. In fact, they did not have the courage to dispatch our satellite into space. There's nothing wrong with it. As we have said before, we are willing to engage in scientific cooperation. But if they act in a selfish manner, in an arrogant manner, they won't be able to stop our nation. Mesbah 2 satellite has been manufactured. It is more advanced, and it enjoys more capabilities, and with the blessings of God, with the help of God, it will be launched into space with Iranian carriers. I'd have to appreciate all those involved in these projects. Mr. Heydari mentioned a good point. You took a glance back at the past, and probably 15 years ago, 20 years ago, or perhaps 10 years ago, we did not dare even wishing to reach this point. Where do we stand today? In fact, speaking of the university professors, university students, who are an indication of our progress, you can ask them, is there a point, is there any progress or breakthrough that you may think to be unable to attain? And there's no doubt that the response is negative. And I can just refer to the manufacturing of a vehicle's engine. As soon as you have manufactured a vehicle's engine, later you can make changes, you can create new changes in the design of that engine, change the piston, change the other parts, and in fact, what matters is that we should make the first breakthrough, and you should make the first breakthrough, and that will create self-confidence and self-reliance and attain the scientific knowledge. And the different parts of these satellites are being manufactured domestically. This is an important issue, to manufacture all the parts inside in the country. And in many cases, the satellite, the different parts of a satellite are manufactured by different countries. But due to their sanctions and pressures, they are manufacturing all the different parts ourselves, and this has provided the Iranian nation with many achievements. This is indicative of a point of strength and might that leads to invincibility and irreversibility. We are at the starting point, even though major breakthroughs have been made. All those who are involved in such projects, they should know that regardless of the scientific nature of their activities are human and cultural, are considered as humanitarian and cultural activities. In our culture and based on our culture and beliefs, there is no action taken without just considering its cultural dimension, any action, any measure that we take has a cultural basis. These are all done for sublimating humans and human perfection, prosperity and happiness. Every measure and action that you are adopting has more cultural implications compared to their scientific impacts. You may ask me about the reason for this. I want to remind you of our performance last year when Omid satellite was put in the orbit. What happened in Iran? Not just in Iran. What happened in the world? In fact, one should bear in mind the political dimension of the issue contributing to our country's promotion. But in fact, there was another event unfolding in the thoughts and intellects of world nations. You have heard the news. I have received many proofs from different corners of the world indicating that people from different walks of life, when they heard the news of the launching of Omid satellite, they became profoundly happy. They were congratulating one another, not just in Islamic states, but throughout the whole world. Even this is even true about the scientists. An Iranian scientist who lives in the U.S., he sent me a message and he said that when Omid satellite was put in the orbit, when I went to university, he said that his colleagues at the university welcomed him with flowers at his office, and they said that they are happy with this progress made. The same is true about Japan, India, South America, Africa, Asia, and so on. I have precise information indicating that people were quite happy. They were congratulating one another and even distributing sweets. And there was a meeting attended by 120 countries, and in fact, our representative was not aware that the satellite was put in the orbit. He told me that when we just entered the meeting, everybody applauded us, and I said, why are you just praising us? And why is it, what's the reason for this? I just want to mention the cultural aspect of such a breakthrough. Governments such as the U.S., Britain, and others, they have space stations, and they are orbiting in the distance of 36,000 kilometers, and they have satellites that have been operating there for a long time. And in fact, our satellite has been sending us pulses, and they have our neighbors have rockets, and they take it to the distance of 36 kilometers, and they go even to other planets. And we have heard the news, but such news do not create such feeling of happiness and eagerness. And world nations do not have a feeling of solidarity with them. What is the reason for this? The reason is that Iran today has turned into a point of a source of hopefulness. In fact, what happens in Iran and any event unfolding in Iran, other world nations just consider that as something belonging to them. And in fact, you see other countries, they set up a space station. Other people have the feeling that this is aimed at plundering their wealth or just launching a new conflict. or creating a new method for just plundering other nations, and they do not have a sense of belonging. Nobody thinks that by dispatching a rocket or a spaceship, he has also attained this progress. But when such an event takes place in Iran, all world nations have a feeling of happiness and enthusiasm. In fact, they have the feeling that they are blossoming. So why do other nations have such a feeling towards Iran? The answer is quite clear. It's because of the path that the Iranian nation is treading and also the message that the Iranian nation is sending to the whole world. And in fact, this is a message that actually deals with the innate nature of humans. This is something that we should preserve. And you should remember that your missions are neither personal nor national. Of course, your mission is in the first place a source of pride for you and the Iranian nation. But your mission is universal and humanitarian. That was the first point. Secondly, where we should actually crush the hegemonic system in the scientific domain.
تو ذهنش این باشه که ما برای درهم شکستن نظام ظالمانه حاکم بر جهان
speaking of crushing the hegemonic system and the tyrannical system in the world, no one thinks of just engaging in a military confrontation. We do not believe in a military confrontation, and we do not consider this path as the correct path.
اونجایی که باید هیمنه سلطه درهم بشکند و زمینه برای برپایی عدالت و انسانیت هم بشود عرصه علمی است.
We should take steps in the scientific domain in order to contribute to the administration of justice. Without science, you won't be able to tread the path of human perfection.
اینجاست و در این مرز هاست که انسان خودشو پیدا میکنه.
Humans actually can make discoveries about the grandeur and glory of humans and its perfection in the scientific domain. We should pay attention to the fact that in addition to cultural activities, your scientific activities can crush the hegemonic system. It means saving the whole humanity. The third point is that we should just remember the significance of ourselves, the nation, and our country, and the revolution, and the culture brought by the revolution. This is the culture of the revolution that has created such a self-reliance amongst us and has revived such a feeling of self-reliance. Where did we stand 30 years ago, 35 years ago, and what was Iran? What were we? And where are we standing today? Who created such a courage among us in order to make such breakthroughs? It was, in fact, the late Imam and the martyrs and the Islamic Revolution and the Velayat al-Faqih, the governance of the supreme jurist, provided us with the courage to make such breakthroughs. And in fact, the enemies, through their propaganda ballyhoo, are trying to somehow suppress such breakthroughs. We should attach significance to the position we are holding today, our standpoint today. And the other point is related to the planners. We should actually set the best target, and you should just consider the point which is the maximum faraway point. And in fact, you should try to surpass others with respect to your progress and breakthroughs. You should know that you will be able to actually attain such breakthroughs with the blessings of God. This is a promise granted by God, and in fact, God has enabled humans to actually dominate the whole universe, and we are in the zero point today. You should activate all the scientific capacities of the country. The 6 to 7 universities have become active. There are PhD students, MA students who are active. And in fact, there are more capacities. And the private sector has also become active. And this requires a new organization. I believe that we have reached a point in order to create a concentrated and powerful space organization in the country, and provided with the sufficient resources, and further proceed with the projects. You should know that the government and I are prepared to just fully support your activities, and we are a source of pride. And we will spare no efforts in order to help you. And the 10-year plan was earlier approved by the government, and a great deal of efforts have been made in the past, but since the time the target was set and it was concentrated within more than three years, great deal of progress have been made, and this means that in the next 3 years there will be more progress. A report was read out at the Cultural Revolution Council that country that has just launched many satellites and has revenues. It was reported that what was done by them within 22 years was carried out in Iran in less than 8 years. This means that since the day we have started our activities, within 22 years we can make progress threefold more compared to the progress made by them. We should just trust in God. We should make great deal of efforts, and we should move forward, and there is a bright prospect.